Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. If we don't resolve it right away, we get to expand our zhuzhiness and our nervous system and experience even more pleasure. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to muse about sexual frustration, it bleeding into our lives, and actually how that really is just part of our overall nourishment and needs, you know, taking care of ourselves and all that. So, you know, there have been times when I've witnessed others being in a state of sexual frustration. And of course, there's been times when I have experienced sexual frustration. And what most people think about that is it's like this buildup, or it's this, you know, need that is really wanting to find some resolution. And I want to explore this in two ways, really. One way is how do we become more okay with that? Because creating the sexual tension can be really fun and amplify things and be more playful and juicy and awesome and keep us in our zhuzhiness and all of that more. And so it's not about having this quick release or trying to resolve it, similar to even wanting to not necessarily go and resolve pain right away. You know, I've talked a lot about, and Katie and I talked a lot about, people wanting to avoid pain and wanting to resolve pain, uncomfortableness, all of that quickly, because we are wired that way. And yet it's so profound when you can actually move through the pain, be with the pain. And it's similar with this. When we're in a state of sexual tension, if we don't go and just resolve it right away, we get to draw upon so much more juiciness, and we get to expand our nervous system to be able to experience even more pleasure. The other avenue or side of this that I want to address is when and how it can be really important to find some resolution and or ability to at least play with energy and be with this, so we're not in a state of actual frustration when we're not able to be able to have that type of connection with another person or even with ourselves, because maybe we've been too busy or we've just been denying ourselves in some way, shape, or form. Okay, so on that second front, the one where we want to find some sort of resolution, I tie it into a lot of just self-care. It's really important that we drink enough water every day, that we have body movement every day, you know, that we nourish our bodies, that we do these certain things, and attuning for, taking care of, maybe more attuning with, and taking care of and tending to our sexual selves is very important. And when we are ignoring that and turning it off, we are turning off our aliveness and our vitality, which makes it make sense why we would start to feel frustrated. And the thing that I notice about this is this bleeds into the rest of our lives. You know, you're having, and you probably don't even recognize that this is what it is. You know, you're having just pent up tension, everything seeming hard or stressful or crazy or whatever it is. And it's this build up and everything just feels so overwhelming, or like you can't handle it, or you're on that edge, you know, and everything bugs you. And that's where I feel this can be one of those things. So here's the check-in, right? When you're in that type of a state and everything's bugging you, and it's like your nerves are just like, you know, check in. Think about, when is the last time I was able to dedicate any time to my own pleasure? You know, have I been ignoring that? Where have things been with me and my partner, if you're partnered? And see if that is falling into place. Is this an area of your well-being that you've been neglecting? And if so, what can you do about that? Well, first of all, I want to say, explore that for yourself. So what can you do about that? And then also, you know, if you ever feel like doing this, it could be kind of fun. And you could even just send me a DM on Instagram at @TheCrystalFranco and be like, hey, I'm doing this little orgasm challenge for 7 days. But that's something I've done before where I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure that I have an orgasm every day for 7 days in a row and just make sure that I at least attain that. And it doesn't have to be that, because my next suggestion is going to be different, but awesome. And I also want to give a little bit of caveat to all of that, because it doesn't just have to be about orgasming. If you have more time and space, let it be more pleasure building than just trying to get the orgasm. And then also, for men, if you're, especially if you're over like 40, 45, you know, that would be a lot to do in 7 days, unless you're somebody who practices semen retention. And if you're not familiar with any of that, just a quick side note is that when you lose your seed, you can be losing your vitality. So if you have orgasm tied into ejaculation, then that might be something you want to explore, so you're not doing that 7 days in a row in that way. And so again, I mean, if you have other questions, I can send you more resources or anything too. You can find me on Instagram. But I feel like this is a fun way where it's just paying attention. You know, it's like, how many times have I even orgasmed this month? You know, depending on where you are in your life, that may or may not seem like a desert. It may be a very flourishing area for you, and this doesn't apply. So the second option or thing I want to suggest is simply just getting back into your sensuality. So it doesn't have to be so big as being like, I need to orgasm. It can be just getting into your senses. So you are dedicating time multiple times then throughout every day, where you are getting into your senses and feeling your sensual body. So really slow down when you're eating, really taste the flavors, enjoy the food, enjoy the smells around you. Maybe you even use, you know, an essential oil or perfume or something that you really love. Pay attention with your eyes to all the beauty around you. Listen to music that makes you feel alive. Maybe listen to some crazy music that helps you get rid of excessive energy or pent up energy, whatever it is, right? Just do all of the things that can get you into your senses, some light, gentle massage, whatever it is. Get yourself into your body and into your senses. Because that's something that can then help you tune into you and become aware of what is going on and help you move that energy. Dance a little bit, do some yoga, whatever it is, just stretch, just move around, right? Maybe go for a walk, whatever it is. Really just take that time to get into your sensual body and your senses. All right, let's see. I think the big thing with this is that this truly is an act of self-care, and, you know, it could be other self-care things that you're neglecting that are actually what needs attention too. This was just one of those areas I really wanted to focus on, because when people are in this state of sexual frustration and they're not tending to it and it bleeds into the rest of your life, it's impacting all of your pleasure levels. It's impacting your ability to enjoy like all those little moments and just all of life moments. So I really just felt inclined to say, hey, check on this area of your life, and if it needs a little tending to, try to give it that TLC that it needs. And of course, if you're in like a next phase of any of that and you're wanting to bring more sacred sex into your life, you can always check out my Sacred Sex Foundations course, because it is a great intro to bring more of this into your life on the regular. And that particular class is always online, and it is for a solo practice, and there's relational things in it too. But so it doesn't matter if you're coupled or single, it's great for all of that. And I am wishing you free flowing energy and no sexual tensions and all the zhuzhiness. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.